You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your morning boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your morning boost.
Good morning and welcome to your morning boost. This podcast is dedicated to giving our school leaders a quick idea to start their day off right. Today, we are turning our attention to a critical aspect of school leadership, and that is supporting our first-year teachers. Now, nurturing new teachers, we know that's essential to long-term success of our schools, and by providing effective support, we can help them develop into confident, skilled educators. Now, there are a few things we should think about when we are developing new teachers. Think about that mentorship first and foremost. I know most of the time we pair new teachers with somebody in the department or somebody in the grade level, but really think about that experienced mentor that can pair with that teacher, someone that can offer guidance, offer support, and offer encouragement in the work that they're doing. Create opportunities for them to have regular check-ins, to be able to plan, to be able to do some collaboration together if possible. And also think about professional development. Maybe it's something that they can do with the mentor. But certainly give them that comprehensive induction program that will cover essential topics like classroom management and instructional strategies and assessment. Provide that ongoing professional development opportunity. Think about this. At the beginning of the year, we just flood people with information. I love the saying that we are drinking water through a fire hose. And for a new teacher, that is really, really true. Think about other opportunities that during the year, they can maybe attend a workshop or take part in a seminar or attend a conference. Any other opportunity that will give them something past just those first few days of school. And then when it comes time for those observations and feedback that's required of all first-year teachers, we want to conduct those when we have the opportunity to be able to provide positive, constructive feedback on their teaching practices. Be very intentional about how those observations are scheduled. We want to focus on specific areas for improvement and celebrate those successes, help with the goal-setting piece of what we really should try to accomplish in our first year of teaching. It's impossible to do it all. The few that can are just absolute rock stars out of the gate, and we want the rest of ours to become rock stars down the road. So we need to be practical of what can really be expected out of our first-year teachers. Encourage those teachers to collaborate with other experienced colleagues. Have that opportunity to share ideas, share resources, share best practice. We're going to have to facilitate those collaborative sessions with them, whether that's during PD or whether that's during a planned period or whatever we can do within the schedule. That piece is going to be really, really important. And it's just part of supporting that positive school culture. Provide that opportunity for our teachers to feel valued, feel appreciated, but also have an opportunity to be able to get the learning and get the support that they need. Encourage that communication, not only with the staff members in the department, but with their administrative team as well, their coaching team if available. Provide that support, get that assistance if we can with, maybe it's with paperwork, maybe it's with on their schedule or helping them with that work-life balance. Maybe it's helping them with technology. Just because they're a younger teacher doesn't mean that they're an expert in technology. We may be doing something different that they didn't have in their prep. But then also be empathetic and be understanding to those challenges that are faced by new teachers. I know we want everything to work right out of the gates. I know we are busy, but they will likely hit a speed bump. They're likely going to come to a hurdle that they're going to really struggle to get over. We need to be prepared to offer that emotional support and encouragement to help them cope with that. We want to try to avoid the stress, and we certainly want to try to avoid burnout. By implementing a few of these strategies, we can create a welcome and supportive environment for our first-year teachers. This investment in that development will only pay dividends for years to come.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact.
Your Morning Boost is an AWB education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.